just reverence. He alone on his throne is our God and a Savior. Praise his name forever. God himself is present. Hear the harps resounding. See the throne surrounding. Holy, 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 hear the hymn ascending. Songs of saints and angels blending. Bow your ear to us here. Hear, O Christ, the Church now raises. Fount of every blessing, purify my spirit, trusting only in your merit. Like the holy angels worshiping before you, may I ceaselessly adore you. Let your will ever still rule your church terrestrial as the host celestial.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, come, let us worship him. Oh, come,
let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, come, let us worship him.
May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
The congregation may be seated. The first reading is from Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrake, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 14 and 21 through 27. Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, full of the seven last plagues, and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in this city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The choir may come forwards for the anthem. Congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed. He took up his bed and walked. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the fruits of them that sleep.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor.
the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
The congregation may be seated. If we reflect upon the gospel reading from John chapter 1 in the sermon, and in our reflection, remember people all around the world. And today's emphasis too, our chaplains who are with people all around the world. I reread from John. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man who was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 38 years. 38 years. Sitting by the water, waiting to be healed. 38 years. People are in all sorts of situations. Situations in which there are changes just very quickly. Overnight, in the blink of an eye. Situations where it just goes on and on and on for years. And people can ask, does God know about me? Is there a God at all? Can God help me in this situation? It's so much in a corner of the world, in my own room, in my own job that hardly anybody knows. And sometimes, perhaps, it's a secret or a confidential position or work, and nobody is allowed to know. And you can't speak about it. Does God know about me? 38 years. Jesus came to that man that day. The text says he knew him. And he asked the man, as it's translated in the ESV, "Do you want to be healed?" And there is something more and further than that translation, heal. Some translations put, "Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be whole?" And we can see even in these 9 verses, and if we go further in the reading in John, we'll see that the whole question of forgiveness comes to the forefront. But even in just these few verses that are assigned, we know that Jesus is concerned not only about the man's body, but his soul as well. And Jesus' mission was that the body and soul be completely, and what was the word that he says so often, and that we hear so often in the scriptures, be at peace with God. If a person is at peace with God and knows that God is with him or her in that situation, then whether that is a jail cell or a room in a hospital or on duty at one's post on a ship, or at work in a factory, or farming and planting in the fields, wherever one is, if one is at peace with God, God is there. And the person knows that. And the person knows that God's hands are supporting her or him in everything that's going on. Do you want to be made whole, at peace with God? When a person is at peace with God, then there is a peace for eternity. For peace with God does not end. Peace with God is God's character, God's peace, eternal peace. 38 years. Do you want to be made whole? Jesus knew about this man. He knew this man was being passed by for 38 years. That pool was stirred or troubled or moved. Some manuscripts said the angels stirred it. But whoever would get in first was healed. And for 38 years, the man could not get in first. Did God know his situation? And the man needed not only healing of the body, but healing with God. Peace with God. The words that Jesus then spoke to the man, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." Those words are packed with his power and meaning, to make whole, to heal the body, yes, and more. Get up, it's the same word as arise. Dead person, arise. Be alive. You can do your work. Take up your bed and walk. In so many corners of our world, this message is critical. Peace with God. Healing a body, yes. But we need to be made whole for eternity, because all of us will die. And we need that death that Jesus calls sleep, so that we are not afraid of that first death, but we are at peace with God and we are asleep with Jesus. And that message goes to every corner, and God wants it announced and made clear to every place and every language. Our son Paul called us yesterday. His ship, the USS Arlington, is doing exercises in Greece. For family members, there's a private Facebook page, and they put up pictures of what's going on. He's in some of them. And they're doing exercises with the Greek Navy, the Marines and the sailors on his ship. And Paul called up yesterday. He was on land. Those exercises were done. They always release those pictures once it's done. And Paul called up yesterday and he said, I saw the pictures. He said, of your Marines and your sailors doing this and that. And he said, yeah, and Dad, while that was going on, I went over to the Greek frigate, the ship, the Greek ship, or the Greek Navy that they were practicing with. And they talked to me, the commanding officers of that Greek ship talked to our son Paul for, he said, about an hour and a half. And he said they wanted to know what a chaplain does, because the Greek Navy has no chaplains. They didn't know what a chaplain does. So he said it was a very interesting conversation at many levels. So Paul even was able to talk about his position and responsibilities to the commanding officers of a Greek frigate somewhere. It's the way God works. In the little corners, you know where they are in your own life. At work, at school, at family, maybe distant family, and you get a phone call or somebody from far, a long time ago, you haven't spoken for a long time, and the chance to share God's forgiveness and encouragement of the gospel into that corner of the world, into that person's life. Did you hear in that first reading? Paul had a vision, come to us and help us in Macedonia. That wasn't their plan, to go to Macedonia. But God redirected them to a riverside to meet Lydia and others who became a strong Christian and supported the church and the work in that area, that corner of the world at that time. Sometimes in our reckoning and in our experience, 38 years Sometimes it seems like the gospel isn't around for a long time. And then, in God's timing, he opens the door. He speaks to us, through us, to somebody who needs to hear forgiveness and peace with God, which is eternal. So even if one is on one's sickbed, which leads to a deathbed, there is peace with God that is eternal. On a ship, in a prison cell, in a hospital room, in a daycare, in a home, on the battlefield, peace with God. Jesus says to us and to the people we speak to the same thing he said to that man: be alive. I make you alive. I give you peace. And that goes on forever. To us, 38 years is long. But to God, it is, I'm going to save you, and this is how I will do it in your life. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you sent Jesus to save this man, to heal him after his waiting for 38 years. And we ask you also to continue to come into our lives, things that we have been waiting for or struggling with for a few days or perhaps many years, or our family, or our friends, or our community and nation. We ask you to not only minister to us, Heavenly Father, but to minister through us, to give us the words of love and forgiveness and peace with you, hope that we have in Jesus Christ, so that people know that even in death, they can have peace with you in Christ, and that death is just sleep and rest in you, and that Christ will raise us forever. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn 966, 966.
Before you, Lord, we bow, our God who reigns above and rules the world below, boundless in power and love. Our thanks we bring, in joy and praise our hearts we raise to you. The nation you have blessed may well your love declare. From foes and fears at rest, protected by your care. For this bright day, for this great land, gifts of your hand, our thanks we may every mountain height, each vale and forest green, shine in your word's pure light, and its rich fruits be seen. May every join to raise a grateful song. Earth, hear your Maker's voice, your great Redeemer own. Believe, obey, rejoice, and worship Him alone. Cast down your pride, your sin deplore, and bow before the crucified. And when in power He comes, oh, may our native land from all its rending tombs send forth a glorious band, a countless throng with joy to sing to heaven's high King salvation's song.
The congregation is invited. We pray the prayers printed in the bulletin. Lord, our Heavenly Father, you never refuse the cries of your children. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask for your help and protection and for the good of our families, our neighbors and rulers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our pastors and our overseers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you have founded your church as a place of prayer beside the waters of holy baptism. Give your holy people hearts to hear your gospel message, lips to offer their prayers in faith, and readiness to give of themselves for your sake. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, keep your holy church undefiled from all that is detestable or false. Embolden pastors to guard her gates and to welcome those who draw near in faith. Bring the rulers of this world into your church to glorify her according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give peace, Lord, to our homes and enliven them by Christ's resurrected life. Let the forgiveness of sins reign among husbands and wives, parents and children. Assure those who live alone that they too are your children, upheld by your right hand. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Divine Provider, we ask you to give favorable weather for all farming, building, and other spring activities. We ask for safety and success in all our activities, and lead all people to know and believe that in all situations of life, you direct all on earth to call upon you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, give wisdom to our leaders and government, that they may lead with integrity and according to your perfect will. Protect police officers, emergency personnel, disaster relief workers, and the members of our armed forces and their chaplains as they serve in our defense, and for the well-being of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, direct and enrich the efforts of the faithful women of your church. Make them eager and wise in good works, serving the ministry of the church as faithful Lydia served the mission of St. Paul. Continue to give your blessings on Zion's food pantry work. Enrich all who receive physical assistance and watch over their lives. Bless our congregation's volunteers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you hear our prayers for the sake of your dear Son, Jesus. In his name we cast our burdens upon you. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin and Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Bryce, Pastor Shiwi. We remember the pastor of Von Berlin. And we remember those who have suffered the tornado in Gaylord, Michigan, to be with them and to comfort them and to give them support that they need, and to be with the Hesterman family, to protect us from all accidents, to give us healing from injuries. We ask you to be with James as he travels to his new assignment in Australia, and be with his family. Sustain us in the midst of terror and trial, and hear us as we cry out this morning on your Son's resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray together the collect. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by thy merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.